Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Today's trade mainly focused on the USDA monthly supply and demand report that gave us the latest update for the U.S. and world supply and demand numbers. That report was this morning during the trading session at 11 a.m. There wasn't a whole lot of action surrounding the report, up or down. Sometimes you get these reports and the markets will make huge moves, but today they really didn't do much of anything. Corn closed down in March, down a penny at 361 and a quarter, 2 cents off the low of 359 and a quarter. Beans were the leader today on the upside. They closed up a penny. March closed up a penny at 863 and a half, and then wheat settled down 1 cent in March, Kansas City at 444 and a half, so all fours there. July 16 was 464 and a half, down three quarters. That contract continues to make new lows and long-term prospects of a bull market at this point aren't very good, just the fact that the market continues to make new lows. And then you add into the fact that hedge funds are short all three contracts across the board, will continue to weigh on prices. And then the USDA report that doesn't really give you any reason to think that the market could rally a lot, you know, that adds to the fire to the downside. Cattle prices today did rebound up 80 to $1.40 on the feeder cattle.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
Live cattle futures were all over the board. February down $1.30, April's up 27, and June's up 25. So quite a bit of action there on the live cattle. But again, the big thing today was the USDA report. On the U.S. ending stocks for the 15-16 crop year, they were higher than expected across the board. Corn was 1.837 billion bushels, where the average guess was 1.809. Soybeans were 450 million bushels, where the average guess was 445. Wheat, 966 million bushels, where the average guess was 947. All of those were higher than last month and higher than expected. World-ending stocks were expected to be a little bit tighter, but ended up being bigger as well. Corn, world-ending stocks, 208.8 million metric tons. The average guess was 208.3, so slightly bigger there. Beans were a surprise at 80.42 million metric tons, where the average guess was 79. And then wheat, 238.87 million metric tons, where the average guess was 231.5. So again, across the board, bigger ending stock, world and U.S. Now, the other part, South American production, Argentina corn and bean production was higher, and corn in Brazil was bigger, but soybeans were lower.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
In recapping your markets, February live cattle down 165 at 131.40, April down 25 at 131.15, March feeder cattle down 32 at 149 even, April up 12 at 149.10, February lean hogs down 17 at 64.85, and April down a dime at 69.62. March Kansas City wheat down a half at 445, May down three quarters at 454 and three quarters. March Chicago wheat down one at 454 and a half. March corn down one and a quarter at 361, May down one at 366. March soybeans up three quarters at 863 and a quarter, May up three quarters at 867 and a quarter. March cotton down 96 at 58.64, May down 112 at 59.24. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.